My name's Kate Allen, I'm Director of Amnesty International in the UK. We're here today to make clear to the British government, to David Cameron, our Prime Minister, that it is unacceptable to be meeting the Chinese President and not talking about human rights. Everything we've heard about this visit is that human rights are not on the agenda, and that's not acceptable. China is a government, has a government where there are more executions in that one country than in the rest of the world combined. It's a government that has recently arrested 245 lawyers, and those are lawyers who have been working for ordinary people in their cases against the state and its corruption, or trying to practice their religion. So the idea that those issues would not be raised is just quite shocking, and we do need to see our Prime Minister raise those issues with the President of China.
Do you think he is going to raise them at all, or just very kind of quietly and very kind of politely in the background? Do you have any confidence that they will be raised properly?
I'm worried that they won't be raised. All of the conversation in the lead up to this visit has been about human rights not being on the agenda. We have the most senior civil servant in the Foreign Office going in front of a parliamentary committee and saying human rights are no longer a priority. These are absolutely of concern. So it's important for us at Amnesty and for those that think that human rights are important to make our views clear. And I think that there are serious concerns and worries about not discussing human rights and what that will say about the British government.
Because I get a lot of the people who are out here, there's many, many more Chinese nationals than there are human rights demonstrators. And the ones I'm speaking to are saying, we think Xi Jinping is doing a very, very good job. I mean, what's your view on that?
My view is that I would like our Prime Minister to ask the President of China where Wang Yu is. Wang Yu is a young lawyer arrested in the middle of the night on the 8th of July this year, and she has disappeared. So, you know, I can see why people are here, and they're here in force to welcome their president. I wish that people within China would be able to go out in the streets and demonstrate if they disagree with their government, and not risk arrest or denial of their human rights. And that isn't the case at the moment, and I think it's important that our government makes clear its view on that to the president.